Attorney General Pam Bondi announces arrest of two more Minnesota church agitators. By Paul Bois on February 2, 2026. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced on Monday that two more agitators have been arrested in connection with the Minnesota church protest last month. As Breitbart News reported last month, former CNN anchor Don Lemon joined anti-ICE protesters inside a church in Minnesota, accusing the pastor of being a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agent. In a live YouTube video recorded by former CNN host Don Lemon, protesters were seen storming into City's church in Minneapolis. Protesters were heard chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot, and ICE out." Lemon was heard clarifying on video that he was not part of the group and that he was just there photographing. Lemon explained that, according to the protesters, they had allegedly discovered one of the pastors is a member of ICE. The agitators also harassed families with young children and even blocked exits. On Monday, Bondi announced the arrest of Ian Davis Austin and Jerome D'Angelo Richardson, two among the nine who were present that day, including Don Lemon and Georgia Fort, both of whom were named in an indictment that a federal grand jury returned last week, for NBC News. "If you riot in a place of worship, we will find you. We have made two more arrests in connection with the coordinated attack on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Ian Davis Austin and Jerome D'Angelo Richardson," announced Bondi. The arrests came several days after the indictment of Don Lemon for charges of conspiracy against the rights of religious freedom at a place of worship and injuring, intimidating and interfering with the exercise of the right of religious freedom at a place of worship. Last week, a federal magistrate released Lemon and other defendants who'd been arrested, rejecting a criminal complaint against them, added NBC News. The judge found the administration lacked probable cause for the arrests under a federal statute that a top Justice Department official conceded had never been used previously in the context of a protest at a church. Upon his release, Lemon vowed to continue covering the news, as he said he was doing at the church protest, it added.